I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Dave Isaac, Flyers beat writer for the Courier-Post, as we talk about the Orange and Black, who will be on the road tonight visiting the Ottawa Senators. And Dave, Flyers looking to bounce back. They got blasted last night by San Jose 8-2, and a pretty disturbing effort for the team to give up, to put forth in their home opener, no?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those games where you figure there's probably going to be a lopsided score or two at some point in the season, but to have it opening night, to have it game three of the season this early in October, that's really alarming. And I think if you see the way that game went, there's really nothing positive to kind of bring out of that. I mean, the Flyers were pushing early on, give up a goal, another one 11 seconds later, and then all of a sudden they're on the wrong side of the eight ball for the rest of the night, trying to score four goals at a time just to erase the deficit. And that's never going to be a recipe for success.
What was the big problem in just how they approached that game?
Well, I think that, again, they kind of started out well, but once you see one mistake, they kind of assumed that karma was going to bring them back into the offensive zone and finish what they couldn't in the first couple of shifts and beat Aaron Dell there in goal for the Sharks. And once it got behind them or on the wrong side of them, they just really had no way of getting out. And with a roster that is so similar to last year's, I think that's particularly alarming because you're looking for growth, especially in the mental game from a team. And what you saw was regression.
Last night was the first game this season without James Van Riemsdyk, who's out for several weeks with that lower body injury. Last night aside, how big a loss is he for what they want to do offensively?
Yeah, he only had one assist, and that came in the first game there. He played the first two, got hurt. But he's a guy who scored 36 goals last year, a career high. So they were certainly expecting a big portion of the offense to come from him. And he's on the second power play unit. The Flyers still rely so heavily on the first that you kind of wonder how much of an impact he would even make on the second unit. But certainly at even strength, that's somebody that the Flyers were definitely going to rely on. And they're going to have to live without him for the next month here and find out another way. And when you have somebody that's established himself as such a power forward in this league, they're really not going to be able to replace him with one guy. They're going to have to do it by committee. And if they're scoring as infrequently as they were last night, that's going to be a big problem for the next month.
Last night's result kind of put aside overall from what you've seen from the group in the early going here and even through the latter parts of the preseason. Has anything surprised you about this group?
I think that, especially in the regular season here, the biggest surprise to me is that Ivan Provorov just doesn't look like himself. I mean, this is a guy who, as a rookie at 19 years old, it took him 20 games to establish himself as the team's number one defenseman, and he's kind of been rock solid ever since then. He got hurt last year in the playoffs against the Penguins with an AC sprain in his shoulder, and he doesn't look very comfortable with the puck on his stick. So you kind of wonder if his health is still there, but he looked good enough in the preseason where you said, okay, he kind of, you know, looks like, if not full health, then pretty close to it. So what's happened these first three games here? That's kind of the biggest mystery to me as we try and, you know, find some patterns here early in the season through three games.
Let's talk about tonight. Ottawa Senators 1-1-1. What do they bring to the table?
Not a whole lot after trading Erik Karlsson, their best player, their captain, and not really even getting an established NHL piece as part of that package. I think expecting the Senators to be in the basement of the NHL all season long. And while that could be a good thing for the Flyers, they really have to just kind of motivate themselves after what happened last night. It was a little bit similar to the Sharks, who the day before yesterday got shut out by the New York Islanders, came in and looked like a hungry team. The Flyers have to have that hunger tonight in Ottawa and not look past the fact that they're supposed to be so poor this season.
Dave Isaac of the Courier-Post joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Flyers who visit the Ottawa Senators tonight. And Dave, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can follow me on Twitter at Dave G. Isaac.
Dave, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.